My jelly or molasses?
No, it's syrup and molasses.
Ain't that the same thing?
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think it's the same?
I do. I simply do. I asked for syrup in the store and they give me molasses.
Yeah. For some reason, I'd always thought of molasses as being thicker.
Thicker than syrup?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why. Just always have. What about, is molasses, is that made out of sorghum?
Yes.
Now, do you necessarily make syrup out of sorghum?
No, you make molasses out of sorghum.
Uh-huh.
Now, yes, some syrup is not as thick as molasses, just like peach syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Peach, you get syrup off of peaches, now it's not thick as molasses.
So the syrup that we're talking about that you can pour over your pancakes, is that usually made out of cane or sugar mm-hmm. cane or maple or something like that?
So, maple, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What about if I was showing you a belt that I had on and it was made out of pure cowhide and nothing else?
Mm-hmm.
I might say, now this isn't artificial cowhide, this is...
leather?
Or if I wanted to emphasize that this is just 100% cowhide, I might say, now this isn't imitation. This is genuine
leather.
Genuine. Okay. What about if sugar isn't being sold prepackaged like it is now, but say straight out of the barrel,
mm-hmm.
you say that sugar's being sold how?
Packages, I guess.
Well, if it's not being packaged.
Books.
Or, you know, these things that you have on your kitchen table that you put on your food, you have different shakers for it, you know?
Salt shaker and pepper shaker.
Or what about, talking about food, if there was a bowl of apples and peaches and I offered it to you,
mm-hmm.
you might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but...
I think you want a peach, but what?
Well, if there were some apples and peaches there,
mm-hmm.
you might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but...
But I'll try the apples or something like that.
Okay. Or maybe give me an apple, or... What about this expression, if you knew of some boys that had done something, pulled some kind of prank or something,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling somebody about it, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys, it was...
What, the other boys? I don't know, because I got a boy in trouble now.
Is that right? Or you might...
He's in the pen. I got a letter from him last week.
Well, here in town?
Sir?
Here in town?
He's in Terre, Louisiana. Terre, Indiana.
Oh.
In prison.
You been there long?
Been there since April.
Do you have to stay in long?
6 to 12.
Is that right? Goodness. Now, is this a grandson or what?
My grandson.
Well, let me ask you about this. If somebody is asking you where somebody lives, you might say, well, he doesn't live here, he lives...
in some other place, over yonder.
Or if you're trying to tell somebody how to do something, you might say, well, don't do it that way, do it
this way.